tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday afternoon, December 28, 1987. Gene and Earlene Moody of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, will be ministering this afternoon.
Brother and Sister Moody are going to teach us this afternoon, and then we will do whatever they teach us. We'll do that part that goes with it. Amen. Brother Gene.
Okay, first I'd like to say we have some free tracks in the back. One's called The Curse of Jezebel, that's for women. And The Curse of Ahab, that's for men. I recommend all of you get one of those tracks. Thank you, Earlene. And I recommend that the men read about Jezebel and the women read about Ahab. Then we also have our testimony back there, which we'd like for you to get a copy of that. It took us about 4 years to write that. It was very difficult to write that testimony. And then we have some deliverance manuals back there in case any of you would like to get one of those. Got a heavy lesson for you today. It's called Catholic Spirit. Now, to keep your mind active, I'm going to ask you to stand up and sit down repeatedly. Satan especially attacks you in deliverance. It's after lunch, and for some reason, people tend to get sleepy, especially after lunch and especially during deliverance. I really hit the nail on the head yesterday. I'm going to try a little different approach today. I'm going to have you popping up and down out of your seats. Keep you from going to sleep on me. Now, this lesson is primarily for those who have Catholic ancestors or former Catholics or presently are in the Catholic religion. If that fits you, if you have Catholic ancestors, you formerly were a Catholic, or you presently are in the Catholic religion, would you raise your hand? Well, praise God. So it covers more than I expected. I didn't expect a heavy Catholic population, but we have a pretty good population here of people that have Catholic ancestors or former Catholics or presently are in the Catholic religion. The potential audience is over 800 million people. There's about 800 million Catholics in the world, and this tape is a potential help for them as well as many other people. This lesson is oriented more towards personal deliverance, but it can be used in mass deliverance. It is also good for some areas of general deliverance. It can be used for breaking away from false religions. So we're going to use it for mass deliverance today. I would recommend, you know, you get the tape if you want to work with anyone who's a Catholic in personal deliverance, and I would highly recommend you get this tape. Requirements of the individual. The person to be delivered must be a believer in Jesus Christ and all that he did and taught as presented in the Bible, or be willing to become a believer. The Lord has never told us to work with anyone in deliverance who is not a believer. If he is baptized in the Holy Spirit, so much the better, but is not a prerequisite to being delivered. In fact, if he was baptized in the Spirit while he was a member of the Catholic Church, Mormon Church, some Pentecostal denomination, and so forth, he may have to be delivered of false baptism and false gifts. Did you know that Satan has a counterfeit for everything that God has?
Yes.
Praise God. You're on the ball. The Holy Spirit is not offended if we try the spirits as the Bible recommends. 1 John 4:1. The person, as well as the deliverance workers, may be anointed with oil. This is optional except for healing in James 5:14. Cleaning your house. The first requirement of the Christian being delivered is for him to remove from his house or his room, if it is not his house, all Catholic objects, symbols, medals, statues, pictures, holy cards, Catholic Bibles, rosaries, crucifixes, missals, Catholic hymn books, relics, votive candles, shrines, sentimental Catholic mementos, and so forth. If an object is not his to remove, the person can anoint it with oil and bind its powers from him. If you're a child in the house of an adult, you don't have a right to throw the adult's property away. So you anoint it with oil and bind up the spirits from hindering you. If the person does not clean his house, the deliverance will only be partial at best. because these things give legal grounds for a demon's sustain. Now, that's not only true of Catholic objects, but that's also true of any demonic objects. And I think probably, how many of you here know that you're supposed to clean your house? Raise your hand. Okay, that's pretty good. And the rest of you can learn about this. You should go through your house, top to bottom, inside out, upside down, and look at every object within your house and throw away everything that can invite demons to come to live with you. Okay, prayers before deliverance, in general. Now, normally when you finish a prayer, who do you close it in the name of? Right. See, how do we get to God? We pray through Jesus Christ to Almighty God. We pray to the Father through the Son, with the help of the Holy Spirit. The following prayers spoken by the deliverance worker are meant to be guidelines, not a firm ritual to be followed, and contain elements we have found to be important. We come up with these prayers, sometimes they're hours, like the one I used yesterday. I wrote it yesterday morning. Sometimes they're prayers we get from other people. And none of these are rituals that you have to follow. They're just good prayers that different people came up with and that they have found to be useful. And I find other people's prayers to be very useful in our ministry. I don't have the time to invent every prayer for every type of deliverance. Okay, now I want you to stand up. And I'm going to have you to repeat after me this prayer. In fact, I'm going to take you through a lot of prayers. And this is going to establish the basis for deliverance. It'll clean you out as far as your Catholicism is concerned. But it'll also help in other areas, as you can see as we go through this. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have brought myself and this group together in a prayer of deliverance and to do spiritual warfare. We ask you to send warrior angels to do battle for us in the heavenlies. We ask you through your Holy Spirit to impress intercessors to pray at this time on our behalf. We thank you for sending protecting angels around us, above us and below us. Thank you, Jesus, for being here with us. For you said that when two or more are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst of them. Thank you for the spiritual authority to use your name against the kingdom of darkness. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is here to give us discernment and whatever gifts are needful. We forbid any transference or communications of evil spirits between any of us here present. Father, we ask you to have the angels remove any evil spirits in the atmosphere, assigned to hinder or interfere with this deliverance. We cut off all evil power, sources directed towards us from the kingdom of darkness and from witches, wizards, sorcerers, and other people used by the devil for such purposes. We bind the strong man over this area and in each of the people here present. We ask all strong men to be revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now remain standing. Binding spirits. The following spirits marked with an asterisk are usually bound for every deliverance, adding or subtracting as the Holy Spirit leads. At a later date, these spirits should be cast out, but for the present, they are bound while we cast out their subordinates. The other spirits listed are especially for those who have been in the Catholic system. Okay, I bind every evil spirit whose name is called out right now. I am not ready for you to come out. I command you to be bound and not come out until I tell you. Now repeat after me. We bind Leviathan, schizophrenia, double-mindedness, doubt, unbelief, confusion, deception, especially in the ears, where it attempts to strain out the truth, mind control,
mind
occult,
which comes in with medication,
and gives power to other spirits, Jezebel,
death,
witchcraft.
We bind mind bondage,
spiritual death,
harlotry,
brainwashing,
Babylon,
false doctrines,
religious deception,
spiritual darkness,
sorcery,
and quenching the spirit,
in the name of Jesus
Christ.
We bind every evil spirit
in this person separately,
so that they cannot help
each other
or hinder this deliverance.
We command all evil spirits
to come out decently and in order.
We command violent spirits
to come out meekly.
None of you
will hurt this person,
anyone else,
or any property.
Amen.
Remain standing.
You may ask the Father to keep the angels to keep a person from violence. You may ask for assistance at any time during deliverance. This really works, praise the Lord. If the person still gets up or wants to wrestle, it is the person himself and not the spirit, and deliverance should be stopped until he's willing to cooperate. Now repeat after me. We forbid the spirits
to move around in this person
except to come out.
We ask that the Holy Spirit
put a wedge between any spirit
that manifests
so that it cannot recede.
We forbid any retaliation
or backlash.
We command all evil spirits
that are cast out
to go with the angels
wherever Jesus wants them to go,
and they cannot return.
We ask the Holy Spirit
to guide us
in immediately filling
any vacancy left by evil spirits
so that there is no room for them to return.
Amen.
You may sit down for a short period of time. Unconfessed sins. If the person has any unconfessed sins, he should now repent. Okay, I want you to repent while I'm reading this. Ask and receive forgiveness of sins. He should forgive those the Holy Spirit brings to mind. The Holy Spirit will prompt you about your sins. He should forgive himself. Be sure and forgive yourself. Many people have unforgiveness for themselves. If he has blamed God for the things that the devil has done in his life, he should repent of this also. Ask God to forgive him. A person will know they have really forgiven someone else when the memory of the incident comes to mind and there is a feeling of sorrow that it happened, but no stab of anger, resentment, or hatred. Sometimes certain people have to be forgiven many times because they keep doing the same things that caused the hurt or disappointment in the first place. If you have had an abortion or have been responsible for an abortion, such as a man who fathered the child or someone who advised or supervised an abortion, this must be confessed as murder. Any disagreement there? All right, stand up. This is a general confession prayer. Lord Jesus Christ,
Lord Jesus Christ,
I believe that you are the Son of God.
I believe that
that you're the Messiah,
that you're the Messiah,
come in the flesh, to destroy the works of the devil.
You died on the cross for my sins
and rose again the third day from the dead.
I confess all my sins
and repent.
I thank you for bearing my sins,
sicknesses and burdens.
Thank you for redeeming me.
Therefore, Satan,
from this moment on,
has no right
to a place in me
through the shedding of your innocent blood.
Father in heaven,
I confess to you
that in the past
I have held unforgiveness,
bitterness and resentment
in my heart against certain people
who have hurt or disappointed me.
I now recognize this is sin,
and that I can only be forgiven
by God
to the extent that I forgive others.
I ask your forgiveness in Jesus' name.
You have said in your word
that if we confess our sins,
you are faithful and just to forgive us
our sins
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
I do now forgive the following people
whom I remember
who have hurt or disappointed me.
Now I'm going to stop and just close your eyes and let the Holy Spirit deal with you. Forgive anyone that the Holy Spirit brings to your memory.
I forgive all those people
I remember.
And if any should be brought to my mind
in days to come,
I will quickly forgive them also.
I also forgive myself
for my many faults and failures.
It would be wrong of me
to assume I was higher than you
by holding things in my heart
against myself,
which you have already forgiven me.
I also ask forgiveness, Father,
for blaming you
for things in my life,
which I now realize
came from Satan,
who comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil
and has given me authority
to use his name
for that purpose also.
Thank you, Father,
for your everlasting mercy
and kindness to me.
Amen.
Okay, sit down for a short period of time.
Restoring the soul prayer. This prayer may be prayed now at the end of the deliverance or at some other point according to the direction of the Holy Spirit. We believe it is important to pray it during or after each deliverance as more and more of the demonic holds are cast off the person. This is what we dealt with in the men's meeting. The Holy Spirit wanted us to deal with soul ties. We had a real good meeting, and I really appreciated the men participating, and we all taught each other. You may stand up now. Right, don't get comfortable.
Heavenly Father,
I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
and I ask you to send angels
together and restore
my soul's fragments
with the full power and authority of Jesus Christ.
I ask you to send your angels
to unearth and break
all earthen vessels,
jars,
containers,
bonds and bindings,
that have been put upon parts of my soul, willingly or unawares. I ask you to have the angels
free my soul
from all bondage
by whatever means is
required. And I agree and say, Father,
that the Lord is all powerful
and capable of doing this. Now, Father,
I ask you to have the angels
take out of my soul
any evil portions or fragments
of any other person's soul
and return the fragments to them.
I ask you to have the angels
collect and restore
to its proper place
all pieces of my fragmented mind,
will and emotions.
Bring them into proper
and original positions,
perfectly as you planned them
when you formed Adam and Eve
in the Garden of Eden.
I ask these things
in the name of Jesus Christ,
God's Son.
Amen.
You may sit down for a short period of time.
Renunciation of the Catholic Church.
We have found that people who are not yet ready to give up ties to Catholicism, but are willing to be delivered in other areas, can receive some deliverance. However, for the deliverance to be most effective, a sincere renunciation of the Catholic system is necessary. An example of such a prayer is the following. Now, see, I'm using this also to break you away from other false religions. So if you've been in a false religion, I've heard different names like community and Catholic Church, and I could go on and on and on. A particular Pentecostal church. Okay, if you've been in any areas that are false, and I want you to consider this prayer to break yourself away from any type of false religion, anything that would have a hold upon you, you may stand up.
Heavenly Father,
I renounce and repent
of my participation in
any Catholic institution
or any other false religion.
I cancel the effects
of all promises made to,
oaths taken,
and rituals performed
in the Catholic system
by me,
my parents,
my wife,
my husband,
and their ancestors
on both sides of the family.
I renounce and cancel
my allegiance to the Pope
as the head of the one true church
and to the Vatican
as the Holy See.
I renounce all false doctrines
of the Catholic system
or any other demonic system.
Amen.
You may sit down.
The false doctrine that Mary is our mediator between man and God rather than his son Jesus.
The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
Also see John 14:6.
The false doctrine which glorifies Mary more than Christ.
The Bible says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Also in Ephesians 1:21, his name is above every other name, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come.
The false doctrine which makes Mary the gate of heaven instead of Christ.
The Bible says in John 10:1-9,
verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture.
In John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Also see Acts 4:12. The false doctrine which gives Mary the power of Christ, the Bible says in Philippians 2, 9 and 10, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Also in Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The false doctrine of praying to the dead. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 18:10-11, there shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. A necromancer is one who talks to the dead. Verse 12 says, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. The false doctrine of salvation through works. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The false doctrine of praying to angels. The Bible says in Colossians 2:18, let no one disqualify you, insisting on self-abasement and worship of angels, taking his stand on visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind. And in Revelations 22:8-9, and I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the saying of this book, worship God. You may stand up.
I renounce
and repent
of
all these false doctrines,
of all these false doctrines,
and all the other false doctrines,
of the Catholic system,
or any other false system,
that I have been in.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Now, let me read this. You may stand up. Breaking curses and soul ties. At this point, it would be a good idea to pray the soul restoration prayer if it has not been done so during this deliverance session. Then the person being delivered can continue. You can continue with me now. I break curses.
I break curses.
Put upon me.
Put upon me.
And my family.
And my family.
By the Knights of Columbus.
Or any other Catholic society.
I cut all ties and holds
between me and the strong man,
Jezebel,
Queen of Kingdoms,
and the great harlot.
I declare to be broken
any bonds,
ties,
or bindings
that hold me to the Catholic system.
Because of my water baptism,
First Holy Communion,
confirmation rituals,
marriage vows or sacraments.
I break evil soul ties
between me and the saints
for which I was named.
I break evil soul ties
between me and the saints,
to which I have prayed.
I repent
of
bringing Catholic statutes
or other abominable
things
into my home
as they come under the category of idols
and accursed things.
I have removed them
from my person,
home,
car,
and place of work.
I repent of Baal worship,
which is one of the ancestors
of the Catholic system.
I repent of idolatry,
worship of statues,
veneration of statues and relics,
and possession of saints.
I repent of calling priest
Father,
For in Matthew 23:9 says, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. I break all evil soul ties with all priests and nuns with whom I have contact or have held in high admiration. I renounce praying to Mary and break all curses on me because of this. I cancel any dedication to Mary which may have been done in my behalf. I repent of the sins of my fathers during the Inquisition in Europe from 1200 to 1800 AD, when millions of people were tortured, maimed and killed, as heretics, because they owned Bibles and obeyed what was in the Bible instead of the church tradition. As the Catholic system has never repented of this, I do so now. I renounce these actions as sin and repent of them for myself and my family. I break the curse of Jesuit intrigue and deceit over me. Christ became a curse for me. I renounce and repent of any association of myself, parents or ancestors, our husband or wife, back on both sides of the family, from the beginning of the organization of the Jesuit order. I renounce and repent of saying I was born a Catholic and I'll die a Catholic. I break that curse and call out a spirit of death. We do all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
You left one out.
Yes, sir.
The patron saint that becomes your saint at when you're confirmed or when you're baptized.
Okay. I renounce and repent of accepting the patron saint when I became saved. In Jesus' name.
When you were confirmed or whatever.
When I was confirmed. Okay, I got a closing deliverance prayer. I think I'll use that after deliverance. Okay, you may sit down.
Just one more.
Yes. Okay, let's see if I can do that. I renounce all novenas and all death wishes that were put upon me by my Catholic ancestors and friends who felt that I was going wrong when I became a Christian and left the Catholic religion. Amen. Okay, why don't you sit down for a minute? Okay, I need to take you through a prayer. Okay, how many have been in false religious systems other than the Catholic Church? Raise your hand. Okay. Okay, Lord, help me with this. Okay, now, with everything we've gone through here, the same thing would apply to any other religion. It's just the names would change. So what you've done would apply to any religion. It's just that we'd use different names. Instead of the Catholic system, we might use some other name like Jehovah's Witnesses. Lord Jesus Christ, I have prayed these prayers for the Catholic system. Now I apply these prayers to the false religious systems, the false religious cults, the false religions of any kind that I have been involved in. I repent, Lord, for being ignorant. and following these religions.
I want no part of them.
I break myself away from them.
In Jesus Christ.
I renounce them.
I sever my ties with them.
Spiritually and physically.
Completely.
In Jesus' name.
Now
I break every demonic tie.
I break every soul tie.
And I break every curse upon me.
And my descendants.
To the third and fourth generation.
For it's in Jesus' name I do this.
Amen. Okay, praise God. I think we've covered that. That's good.
Now, every evil spirit that I have bound up in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to begin to manifest and come out in Jesus' name. Now is the time for you to leave, demons, and I command that you do it quickly. Now come out, every spirit of Leviathan, schizophrenia, double-mindedness, doubt, unbelief, confusion, deception, mind control, mind occult, Jezebel, Ahab, death, witchcraft, mind bondage, spiritual death, harlotry, brainwashing, Babylon, false doctrines, religious deception, spiritual darkness, sorcery, quenching the spirit. And I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I start coming out of the people right now. As your names are called, I command you to come out, bring every root, memory, scarness, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon. Every demon named and unnamed in these common demon groupings, I command you to come. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Start coming out of the people as your names have been called. I command you to come out. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke and curse and drive away any spirit of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. Now come on up and out of them in Jesus' name. Come out. The whole family of the three families of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion, I command you to come out too in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free. They have prayed. God has forgiven them. You have no right to be there. We've taken away your legal right. Now we cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. So come out of them right now. Come out as your names are called, as your families are called. I command you to come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Just line up in rank and file in order and start coming out quickly. And we remind you, demons, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You're going to be in total loneliness and total despair. You're going to have worms on your head and maggots on your feet. You're going to be tormented for eternity. You have very little time left. I command you to bow your knee to Jesus and leave right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. We have prayed. We've taken away your right. And we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Now call out any evil spirits that came in through the saints' names where we prayed to a patron saint or we were named after a patron saint. I command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Demons that came in through the different saints' names that we were baptized in the name of the saint, we prayed to the saint or whatever. I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. Every evil spirit that's in there is through a saint's name. There's many. There's probably 500 saints' names. And I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. 5,000. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Now come out. The demons that came in through the saints' names, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. That's right. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to go. I command every evil spirit that's in a person's house to leave right now because of the things that they had in their house. If you will agree with me to go home and clean your house, then I'll have a right to cast those demons out. If you want to keep your demonic objects, then you've got a right to keep your demons. So come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All these evil spirits that came into these people because they have demonic objects in their house, Catholic objects and so forth, or demonic objects from any religion, religious fetishes and talesmen and so forth, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. The spirits that came in through the demonic objects in the home are on the person. If you have demonic objects on your person, then get rid of them. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Spirits of Baal, priests of Baal, shedding innocent blood, Asherah, and I command all those spirits to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All these false worship spirits, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Every spirit of Baal and Asheroth and related spirits, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out.
Right now, loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, all fears of priests and nuns, or for that matter, fear of pastors or Christian leaders. Come out, any fear of priests or nuns, go in the name of Jesus Christ, go. Come out, the spirit of false bride of Christ and bride of Satan, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of guilt, or guilt for leaving the mother church, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I call out all spirits of Mary in the name of Jesus Christ, the many, many spirits of Mary, the many, many names of Mary. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ, spirits of Madonna, Holy Mary, Our Lady, Notre Dame, Mother of God, Dia Mater, Dia Para, Theotokos, Mater Dolorosa, the Sorrowful Mother, Queen of Heaven, Regina Coli, Queen of Angels, Regina Angelorium, Star of the Sea, Stella Maris, the Virgin, the Blessed Virgin, the Black Virgin, the Sacred Heart of Mary, Hail Mary, Lady of Lords, Lady of Fatima, Lady of Snows, other ladies, the Virgin Mary, the Virgin Mother, Sancta Virgo Virgium, Holy Virgin of Virgins, Virgo Sponsa Dea, Virgin Bride of the Lord, Virgo Clemens, Virgin Most Merciful, Virgo Gloriosa, Virgin Most Glorious, Virgo Potens, Virgin Most Powerful, Virgo Praedicana, Virgin Most Renowned, Virgo Sapientissima, Virgin Most Wise, Virgo Veneranda, Virgin Most Venerable, Hortus Clusus, Immaculate Conception, Mariology, Mariolatry, Queen of Peace, Queen of Righteousness, Queen of Martyrs, Mother Mary, Queen of Hell, Sovereign Mistress of the Devils, Thea, Fatima, Vexa, Maya, Mariology, Mary Worship, Loyalty to the Church of Mary to the Death, Sodality Fellowships, Mary, Seat of Wisdom. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out every spirit of mental torment, murder, burning, torture, and all kinds of infirmities. Come out of the people right now. Every type of infirmity that came in through the Catholic system or through false religious systems, I command those spirits of infirmities to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all spirits of political intrigue, lying, religious lying, pythias, deceit, subterfuge, treason, manipulation, murder, and related spirits. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of death and fear of death and death wish. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, I break every death wish on us by others, and I command those spirits to go. Come out, spirits of death wish in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of death and haze, Osmodius, Apollyon, premature death, death by overdose, death by terminal illness, death by accident, death by drowning, and so forth. I call out all destruction spirits and promises to saints and Marys. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Right now, I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come on, up and out of them. All these Catholic spirits, all spirits that came in through false religions, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all general Catholic spirits. Come out, spirits of burning of votive candles, Catholic hymns, catechism, penance, confessional, confession, lying in the confessional, confirmation, false baptism, fear of priests, fear of nun, fear of being a priest or nun, relics, veneration of relics, fear of excommunication, burning incense, blind obedience to the priest, one holy priesthood, one true church, prayers to the saints, novenas, false confession, rosary. Come out, every spirit of purgatory, fear of judgment in hell, false celibacy, idolatry, holy water, way of the cross. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out, every evil spirit that is tied in with benediction services. Come out, spirits of genuflecting, sorrowful mysteries, joyful mysteries, veneration of saints, sacred pictures, holy cards, icons, sacred medals, sacred heart of Jesus, sign of the cross, crucifix, belief in the Pope as head of the church, sacred silence, Jesuit spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, every evil spirit that comes in through false religious rites, liturgy, holy rites, ceremony, processional, litany, greater or lesser litany, invocation, invocation of the saints, confirmation, auricular confession, the confessional, the confessionary, sign of the cross, pax, kiss of peace, reciting the rosary, telling of beads, clarification, incense, aspersion, asperges, lustration, seven sacraments, mysteries, baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, penance, extreme unction, holy orders, matrimony, burning candles. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, all evil spirits tied in with unction, sacred unction, sacramental anointment, chrism or chrism, chrismation, chrismatory, last rite, viaticum, last supper, Lord's supper, holy communion, the sacrament, holy sacrament, intinction, consubstantiation, impanation, transubstantiation, real presence, elements, host, wafer. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every evil spirit tied in with the Mass. Come out, spirits of Missa, the Divine Liturgy, High Mass, Missa Solemnis, Low Mass, Missa Bassa, Rosary Mass, Rosary of the Seven Dolors of Mary, Lady Mass, Dry Mass, Missica Sicca, Liturgy of the Pre-Sanctified, Missa Pre-Sanctificorium, Missa Publica, Missa Privata, Missa Cantata, Missa Media, Missa Adventia, Missa Manulis, Missa Capitalis, Missa Legata, Requiem, Requiem Mass, Dirge, Memento of the Dead. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every evil spirit that came in through parts of the Mass. Prayers at the foot of the altar, Introit, Kyrie, Kyrie Allison, Gloria, Collect, Epistle, Gradual, Alleluia, Tract, Gospel, Credo, Offertory, Lavatabo, Secreta, Preface, Sanctus, Ter Sanctus, Canon, Momento of the Living, Consecration, Elevation of the Host, Animesis, Momento of the Dead, Pray Noster, Fraction, Angus Dia, Pax, Communion, Post Communion, Dismissal, Blessing, and Last Gospel. Come out in Jesus' name. Now come out, every evil spirit tied in with sacred and ritualistic articles. Come out, spirits that come in through relics, sacred relics, monstrous, ostensorium, host, Eucharista, pikes, ciborium, tabernacle, ark, crucifix, cross, rood, holy cross, osculatory, pax, Angus Dia, icon, bambino, Veronica, Pieta, Sacramental, Holy Water Sprinkler, Aspergillium, Asperges, Asperger, Thurbo, Censor, Incensory, Cruet, Ursurial, Rosary, Beads, Bead Roll, Chaplet, Votive Candle, Vigil Light, Incensory, Cruet, Ursurial, Paschal Candle, Sanctus Bell, Scaring Bell, Sangreal, Holy Grail, Missals, Mass Book, and Formulatory. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit tied in with Holy Days, Advent, Christmas, Candlemas, Candlemas Day, Epiphany, Three Kings Day, Twelfth Tide, Twelfth Night, Twelfth Day, Septuagesima, Shrove Tuesday, Mardi Gras, Carnival, Pancake Day, Ash Wednesday, Lent, Lententide, Quadragesima, Quadragesima Sunday, Holy Week, Passion Week, Palm Sunday, Holy Thursday, or Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter, Eastertide, Easter Sunday, Easter Monday, Annunciation, Annunciation Day, Lady Day, Ascension Day, or Holy Thursday, Pentecost, Whitsuntide, Whitsun, Whit Week, Whit Sunday, Whit Monday, Whit Tuesday, White Sunday, Trinity Sunday, Corpus Christi, Lemus, Lemus Day, Lemaistone, Michaelmas Day, Michaelmas Tide, Halloween, Hallowmas, All Hallowmas, All Hallowtide, All Hallows, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, Martin Mass, Ember Days. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every evil spirit that comes in through allegiance to the Pope. Come out, spirits of Pontiff, Papa, Holy Father, Servant of the Servants of God, Cardinal, Primate, Ex-Arch, Metropolitan, Abuna, Archbishop, Bishop, Prelate, Diocesan, Suffragan, Coadjutor, Dean, Rector, Vicar, Chaplain, Curate, Penitentiary. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit that comes in through false religion, false doctrines, mind idolatry, mind binding, Babylonian spirits, Nimrod, Semiramis, Tammuz, Babel, confusion, deception, hypotheus, religious lying, Orion, comprises the truth, gives false gifts, Python, spirit of divination, divination, parasite, or murder of parents. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit that comes in through religious orders. Franciscan, Gray Friar, Friar Minor, Minorite, Observant, Recollect, Conventional, Capuchin, Dominican, Black Friar, Friar Preacher, Preaching Friar of Brother, Carmelite, White Friar, Augustinian, Augustinian Hermit, Austin Friar, Vegan Hermit, Benedictine, Black Mont, Jesuit, Loyolite, Crutch Friar, Cross Friar, Templar, Hospitalier, Bernardine, Bonhomme, Carthusian, Cistern, Cluniac, Gilbertine, Loretotine, Maturine, Premonstratensian, Trappist, Brigantine, Marist, Marino, Oratorian, Redemptionist. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every evil spirit tied in with patron saints. I command all the names of the 5,000 saints to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Erlene, hand me that red book. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose us and set us free. Now keep on coming out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. All these religious spirits, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Just keep on coming out. Now loose us and set us free. In the name of Jesus Christ, that name above all names, we command you to go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come on, just keep on coming out. I command every spirit that comes in through religious error to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Every spirit that comes in through lodges, societies, and social agencies using the Bible and God as the basis, but omitting the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. All cults that deny the blood of Jesus Christ are philosophy that denies the divinity of Christ. All books, literature, music, and so forth dealing with false religions. Demons from all false religions studied, believed, and taught. All unrighteous practices engaged in. Any demons that come in through family background, curses, and inheritance. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, demons that come in through Jehovah's Witnesses, Theosophy, Laid a Hand, Baha'ism, Unification, The Process, The Assembly, The Way, Christian Delphinism, Gene Dixon, Eckankar, Freemasonry, Spiritual Frontiers Fellowship, Religious Research Foundation of America, Christian Science, Urania, Unity, Unitarianism, Forever Family, Scientology, The Body, Spiritualism, Inner Peace Movement, Arthur Ford, Herbert Armstrong, Seventh-day Adventism, Rosicrucianism, Subud, Mormonism, Children of God, The Mission, Love Israel, The Farm, Swedenborgianism, Edgar Casey, Ruth Montgomery, Eastern Star, Mary Baker Eddy, Association of Research and Enlightenment. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every evil spirit that comes in through practices and teachings, demonic practices and teachings, I command you to go. Come out, all religious demons. Come out, spirits of ritualism, doctrinal obsession, fear of God, reincarnation, chanting, karma, yoga, lotus, bloodline, cult lies, deception, metaphysics, Holy Ghost fear, 666, clearing house or cult control, Eastern religious interest in studying. Come out, all formalism, seduction, fear of hell, demonic healing groups, charismatic witches, idol worship, fear of lost salvation, transcendental meditation, baptismal regeneration, Jesus only, psycho-cybernetics, various studies and cults, evolution studying and teaching, legalism, doctrinal error, religiosity, astral projection, soul travel, incense, cult book reading, consecration, good works, predestination, jerking, Holy Ghost jerking. Come out, spirits of martial arts, karate, kung fu, yushito, kaya, lust, Asmodeus, fighting, judo, tai kwei, tai kenyan do, jaya, acupuncture, remedial massage, herbal remedies, kung fu wushu, kata, hiawatha yoga, aikido, destruction or Asmodeus, way of the dragon, game of death, murder, hate, violence, rage, suicide, enter the dragon, masochism, meditation, hypnosis, false doctrine. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all false religions. Every demon tied in with false religions. Buddhism, Islam, Hare Krishna, Indian faker, Taoism, Shintoism, Zen Buddhism, Krishna consciousness, Hinduism, Confucianism, I Ching, Catholicism. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all demons that come in through religious works. Works religion, doubt, false baptism, false dreams, false hope, false visions, holy ground, snake handling, false purity, shaking inside and outside, good works, another Jesus, false gifts, false prophecy, false joy, false holiness, holy roller, passing through the fire, false virginity, unbelief, false tongues, false divine and healing, false prophets, false testimony, hypocrisy, poison drinking, woman, preacher, and snake venom. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil spirit that's tied in with religious works, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. I call these Catholic spirits out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, any and all Catholic spirits that came in through candles, dedication to saints, confirmation, lords, Mariolatry, one holy priesthood, prayers to saints, queen of peace, angel worship, miraculous medal, Assumption, Hail Mary, Masochism, First Communion, Rosary, Buddhism, Catechisms, Great Harlot, Knights of Columbus, Sacred Heart, Immaculate Conception, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Semiramis, Spirit of Death, Masochism, False Orders, False Confirmation, Virgins by Name, False Visions, False Preaching, Religious Mind Control, False Salvation Doctrine, Ordination to the Priesthood, Magic of Seven Sacraments, Obedience to the priesthood, prayers and novenas to saints, plenary and partial indulgences, consecration to Mary as a slave, going to and hearing confessions, Antichrist with power and strength, kissing, bowing, and incensing relics, receiving and administering sacraments, veneration of relics, tabernacles, and chalice. Come out, every spirit that came in through Catholic hymns, confessional, fear of priests, Fatima, fear of excommunication, one true church, Pope, Queen of Righteousness, idolatry, scapulars, Easter Bunny, Sign of the Cross, Infant Baptism, Extreme Unction, Holy Water, Titles of Mary, Nimrod, Holy Mother Church, Lady of Mount Carmel, Antichrist Christmas, Glory Be Ejaculations, Veneration of Crucifix, Stoicism, Eucharistic Devotion, False Vows, False Ordination, False Dreams, False Celibacy, Media tricks of all graces, false laying on of hands, false religious authority, spirit of man in black suit, blind obedience to superiors, doctrine of transubstantiation, Arminianism, loss of salvation, necromancy, praying to the dead, consecrating and adoring the host, veneration of pope, bishops, and priests, praying, false baptism in the Holy Spirit. Come out, all saints by name. You know what your names are. Come out in Jesus' name. Confession to the priest, Holy Eucharist, incense, obedience to the priest, one only church, Queen of Heaven, Spirits of Babylon, medals, feast days, Santa Claus, Way of the Cross, penance, Mariology, study of Mariology, missals, Mother of God, Tammuz, statues by name, you know your name, demon, come on out, worship of the host, infant of Prague, Catholic matrimony, celebrating the Mass, sadism, false confession, religious deception, false obedience, false tongues, false prophecy. Come out, all false anointings of baptism and confirmation, making vows of obedience, chastity, and poverty, and breaking them. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I command all these evil spirits to go, all your works, and all your families. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Every spirit that came in through religious era or the Catholic religion, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now just keep on coming out. Line up in rank and file and order. I bind the mind, will, and emotions of all the ruler demons of the people here. You cannot converse with your lesser demons. I separate all the lesser demons in the name of Jesus Christ. I break every demonic tie between you in Jesus' name. I place you in a separate box by yourself. And Lord Jesus, if they won't leave, I ask you to send an angel to read scripture to them in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every evil spirit that we have taken away your legal right to be there, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I command you to line up in rank and file and order and come out quickly. If you don't come out now, Lord, I just pray that you'd torment those demons with the word of God until they leave of their own accord. I command you to come out decently and in order in the name of Jesus Christ. Now keep on coming out. Loose the people and set them free in Jesus' name. Every Catholic spirit, every spirit of false religions, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Everything we've dealt with here, all roots, memories, scarness, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Just keep on coming out of them in Jesus' name. You have no choice. We have power and authority over you. We exercise it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out of them. Come out of them in Jesus' name. All these evil spirits, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. I remind you again that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You're going to be in total loneliness and total despair. You're going to be tormented for eternity. That's eons and eons. There is no end. There is no ultimate reconciliation, demons. So just, you got very little time left. Now come out right now. Just line up in rank and file in order and come out in Jesus' name. Now be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your holy name. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Father, I just thank you for the wonderful deliverance that has taken place here today, Father, and every day, every time we have deliverance, Lord, I'm humbly grateful to you. I'm humbly grateful to you, Lord, that you paid the price on the cross, Father, that we might have deliverance, that we might set ourselves free, Father. We do nothing of our own accord. We do it all in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Master and our Savior. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting the people free. Now, Father, I just ask that you would heal those, Father. Anyone here that needs a healing because of deliverance, I ask that you would supernaturally heal them, do a creative miracle, Father. Restore their organs and their systems in their bodies, Father. And especially, Lord, I just ask that you restore their mind, that they might think and think clearly, Lord, that they might do the things that you have them to do. We praise you and we love you and we thank you, Father. We worship you. We magnify your holy name, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Father, we know that all these things are done in your name and because of you, Father. We give you all the glory, Father. We take none for ourselves, Lord. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How does it feel to be victorious? You like being victorious? I do. Praise God, we win the battle.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. Amen. And tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. Let's all stand and sing it again. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. And tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. One more time. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love.
Jesus, we do thank you for your wonderful love for us. We praise you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that we're learning. For all that we're learning so we can be clean and holy and righteous before you, Lord. Father, I thank you for the lesson this afternoon, Father. Father, I thank you. Help us that we'll apply it and learn that which each one of us individually needs to apply, whatever part that applies to us, Lord. Help us to apply it, Lord, and then to live by it. We thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free from these sins of our ancestors and our own sins, Lord.
breaking the bondages off of us, that we may praise and worship Thee in liberty and in freedom, Lord, that You may truly be Lord of every area of our life, that we may be vessels without spot and wrinkle, holy and righteous before You. And I thank You for it and praise You for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.